Well, as we know, June is Pride. And today we are talking about Capital District Reclaim Pride with one of the volunteers for Capital District Reclaim Pride, Max Burke. Max, welcome to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks for having me.
You know, what is Pride to you?
I mean, it's a couple things. It's, you know, at a base level, it is about being your truest self, ignoring any kind of societal, religious, any of the grief and guilt that we've, you know, so many of us have unfortunately been raised with that stopped us from living ourselves and just being the truest possible version of ourselves that we can be. Additionally, and that's kind of part of why we put this together, I think Pride is about remembering just how much we still have to go to be treated like human beings in so much of this world and so much of this country, that there's still a lot of fighting to be done, that it's not just a time for celebration, it's a time for remembering that we're not done with this battle at all.
Thanks for that, Max. And the name of your group is Capital District Reclaim Pride. Before we get to your event this coming weekend, could you just talk about this idea of reclaiming pride and why?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the core concept of reclaiming pride is that in the modern era, pride has become taken over by corporations, by politicians, and is chock full of cops. And so let's run through why these are issues. Corporations don't care about queer people. They care about profits. Like any major corporation, they go where the profits are. You can see this very easily by, I'm certain Volkswagen has some real good, you know, Pride Month logos. And back in the 30s and 40s, they had some real good Nazi logos because that's what was working at the time. And it's important to remember that to them, we're just a source of profit, something to be marketed during June so they can sell more rainbow-themed merchandise, more whatever. They can show that they're progressive. And ultimately, they don't have our backs. So many corporations that have massive, you know, presences and pride parades and, you know, do the logos and all that stuff. Also, their CEOs are giving money to homophobic organizations and to politicians that are trying to make our lives so much worse. Speaking of politicians, again, tend to go where the votes are and where they feel will give them the most political capital. Like they get trotted out. During June, they'll trot out queer people to show that they're progressive, they believe in all of this, but in reality, their legislation won't show that level of dedication. A good example of this on a large scale that just happened is Hillary Clinton, in an interview, said that the trans question shouldn't be a priority for the Democrats. The only focus should be winning, which, how are we as queer people, as trans people, supposed to feel voting Democrat, you know, the progressive party, if our existence isn't a priority to these people, you know? And cops, it's because Pride started as a riot. Like it started as the Stonewall riots and then remembrance of the Stonewall riots, which were against cops doing graft and corruption at gay bars and people just being absolutely sick and tired of it. And it's important to remember that. And like so many queer people are still at risk of cops, especially queer people of color, and creating a environment where people can be safe, where there's not a giant presence of your oppressor and people that you have real visceral trauma with, is a very important part of Pride. I think that's all I got to say about that.
Max, thank you for going into why it's important to reclaim Pride for you. And as part of this, Capital District Reclaim Pride is hosting an event on Saturday, June 25th in Albany's Townsend Park. I was wondering if you could spend a little bit of time telling us about what you have planned for Saturday.
Saturday, as you mentioned, 12 to 5 p.m., Townsend Park. We're going to have a lot of really cool stuff. We're going to have a couple of local queer entertainers, musicians playing. We're going to have a number of local queer comics, including myself, We're going to have a lot of speakers, local activists who want to speak more on the political side of Reclaim Pride. And we'll also be having from 12 to 1, we will be having a children's hour. Right now it looks like some kind of drag queen storytelling and possibly a couple other things. And then throughout the day, we'll have like an activities table, like a crafts table, I believe. We'll be having a number of different types of free food. There will also be at least one table of free clothing from another side project that a number of us who volunteer with Reclaim Pride do, called the Free Store, because we also believe, you know, clothing should be a thing everyone should have. And there's going to be like a 50-50 raffle happening so that we can hopefully put some of the proceeds, or all of the proceeds, into the pockets of our performers and speakers so they can at least get a little bit of compensation for their time. And yeah, it should just be a good day of good vibes, socializing with folks, getting to see some wonderful performers and some rousing speakers.
And is there anyone specifically that's speaking that you're looking forward to hearing from? I saw some folks from Saratoga BLM are on the list of speakers.
Well, so for me personally, I'm just excited for all of them. Like, a lot of them are people that I have worked with in some capacity since 2020, pretty much since George Floyd and all the latest, you know, BLM protests kicked off. I was a medic for a lot of that in the local area. So a lot of them are people I know and I've heard speak, and I'm just excited to see them, and also to see them get to see, you know, a new and different audience, or at least potentially give their voice to new people who hadn't heard it before.
I'd been to one of your Reclaim Pride events in the past. Capital District Reclaim Pride, where do you see it going?
Pre-COVID, it did exist, but it was structurally, from my understanding, a much different form. I wasn't involved back then, but essentially it kind of served more as an alternative demonstration, perhaps, to the actual Pride celebration. It would happen the same weekend. It would be something to remind people that these terrible things are still happening in our city, even while our mayor is, you know, claiming that she loves queer people so much. And yet this issue is still a thing. It would be things like that. More kind of protesty in nature, more smaller scale. This came about after COVID. A couple of us organizers who worked on various projects together started it. We're talking about, hey, we need a Pride thing again. Like, this year's just got canceled. This was last year in 2021. It just got announced that it's not happening. We need to put something together. And like, we'd already been kind of talking of it. So that galvanized us into doing more a festival kind of thing, but keeping it more radically centered. How it will be this weekend is a newer thing, but the organization has been around for four or five-ish years, something like that. And then the future, I'm not super great at looking beyond the just now. For me, in the future, it'll be a successful Reclaim Pride this weekend. And hopefully, as things grow, we'll be able, like next year, hopefully we'll be able to have more speakers and performers, or more new voices that we haven't had. To have new people reaching out to us to be involved would be absolutely stellar.
There are Reclaim Pride events in other cities. I'm wondering if there is a model of Reclaim Pride that Capital District Reclaim Pride models off of.
Originally, when our group was started, there was a bit of like crosstalk with folks who ran the New York City Reclaim Pride. But other than that, I don't really know per se, other than the general structure and idea, because I feel a lot of the groups are similar concepts, but the execution may or may not differ.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.